We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss minhagim and what are considered minhagim that one has to follow under all circumstances. Certain minhagim don't even have the ability to have a Torah on them, and certain situations are really not considered in halacha a minig that one has to follow under all circumstances. If somebody accepted upon himself certain chumras that really are not grounded in halacha, accepted upon himself to fast or not eat certain foods, certainly the Paiskim say that those are minhagim, not because of kashrus, because of he wants to not eat, those minhagim certainly could be matter. Any minig, say the Paiskim, that was accepted, that is not a siyog for Torah, for Isser, that's not there to prevent somebody from doing an Isser, is not considered a minig that one can't be matter. You can be matter a minig. And furthermore, minhagim that are only considered a milsi serata, something that one would be able to categorize as superfluous, don't even need hatara. I saw that the Paiskim suggest that many have a minig, for example, that the Baal Tefillah on the Yom Neroim has to be an individual who's married. That's considered a milsi yiserta, and that's not even considered a minig. A very important halacha is that if by following a minig, machloikis could develop, then one could not follow the minig without even hatara. The Shalos and Shuvas Maram Shik, Orichayim, Simon Resh Mem Tes, based this on what we learn in Shulchan Aruch Orichayim Simon Kuf Samaches Sif Hei, and in Yerudeya Simon Kuf Yud Bei Sif Tes Vav. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that let's say somebody is makbid not to eat past palter, and he is invited to eat at the home of somebody who eats past palter, he's allowed to eat that past palter, because if he's going to not eat it, it could create Ava, it could create a bad environment. And even though this person accepted upon himself a chumrah, and it's a chumrah that it's certainly grounded in Shulchan Aruch and in the Paiskim, because of Ava, he could violate that minig. But the Maram Shik wants to suggest, and it's based on the Ramah, that maybe this is only regarding bread, because bread, obviously, the halacha considers the most staple food item served in a meal, and therefore, if somebody's not going to eat the bread, that could create Ava. Or the Maram Shik takes it a step further. So according to Maram Shik, if it's another food that I just choose not to eat, then there necessarily won't be a situation of Ava created, and I would be allowed to avoid eating that food. But says the Maram Shik, fine, you don't want to eat that food because by eating that, and you don't have to worry about Ava. But let's say because you don't eat that food, you're also not going to want to use the pots and pans and dishes of this host that you're eating by, because he cooked and served in his pots and pans and dishes the food that you don't eat. That again will create a situation of Ava. The Shalos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Tes Zayin Simen Gimel, teaches us that one has to think about the entire picture. He says, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he quotes the famous story of Yisrael Salanter that once was very makbid, that whenever he washed Netilas Yadayim, he would wash its hands with a generous amount of water. But when he would come to someone else's house, he would not do so. Why? Because in those days they didn't have modern plumbing. And whoever had to bring the water would have to schlep that water, which was a tircha. So I can't accept chumris upon myself at the expense of somebody else's tircha. Another famous story he quotes there is that the Chafetz Chaim was makbid on Pesach not to eat gebrux, and he came to someone's house who ate gebrux, and again he ate the gebrux. And the Tzitz Eliezer says a very important concept, and we're going to work with this concept in our shiur. He says, even though a person has such a minig, the minig was never accepted upon, the individual never accepted upon himself the minig, if it's going to be at the expense of hurting someone else or of making somebody else uncomfortable. The Mashag in Chelik Beis, Simon Lamed Beis, speaks about a situation where somebody was makbid not to eat meat during the week. And he's invited to someone's house with a serving meat. He says, if you're not going to eat the meat, and everybody else is eating the meat, there's an element of gaiva. A minig was accepted because you want to accept upon yourself a siog, a precious, not that it should represent gaiva. Only in a situation where it's not blatant that you're acting this way, then you could follow your minhag. And therefore the Poskim say, if one is in a situation where he has a minhag, but by continuing this minhag, he may be violating an isser, or losing the opportunity to do a mitzvah, then under those circumstances, he didn't accept the minig. And the Tzitz Eliezer in that shuva that we quoted earlier says that this falls into the category of bedatoi ubedas kol odom. It's an umden in the muchach. It's obvious that when the person accepted upon himself this minig, he only accepted it under the circumstances that are normal circumstances. But if it's going to be a situation that by following the minig, it'll be counter everything that he was trying to accomplish, then the halacha is that he doesn't have to follow the minig. And the Meraime Sada uses a beautiful Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Davov Amud Beis, to prove this point. He says, the Gemara says, Kol Haraga Lova LeBeis HaKnesses V'Leibo Yomechot. Someone who comes every day to shul, and one day he doesn't come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashaboy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, why has he not come? As the Pasuk says, Mi Bechem Yireh Hashem. Who is the Yireh Hashem who comes to shul every day? Shemei B'Kol Avdoi. That's dark. He's not here in shul. Yiftach b'shem Hashem v'yishon b'lekav. A pasuk in Yeshaya. And the Gemara explains, im v'dvar mitzvah halach, if the reason he hasn't come is because he had a dvar mitzvah, noigala, great. Vim l'dvar rishus halach, but if he went for dvar rishus, he thought it's more important to go to business than to come daven in shul v'minyan, ain noigaloi. And the Gemara explains, my tam, yiftach b'shem Hashem. He should have bitachin, and not just not come to davening. But what do we see from this Gemara, says the Meraime Sada? That im l'dvar mitzvah halach, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu noigalo, has no problem with him. He has a minig. He comes to shul every day. We see from here that if you have an important situation arising, you could violate your minig toif. And I saw the Paiskim use the same concept that it says in Shulchan Aruch, and there are more Paskins this, in Aruch Chaim Simon Tuf Kuf Samach Esef Beis, that if somebody accepted upon himself to fast Bahab, or to fast during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and then he has a bris milah, he's allowed to eat at that bris milah. Why? Because for the same reason. He never accepted upon himself the minig under those circumstances. As we discussed in our previous shir, Darach HaShulchan has in general a very lenient opinion. He says that something which is not a siyog l'Torah is not considered a minig at all. And therefore he said that if somebody has a minig, which is the minig by most people, that they stand by Yivarach David, they stand by the Shir, by Yishtabach, and now it's difficult for him to stand, it's not even considered a minig. Furthermore, Darach HaShulchan says, if somebody has a minig that he eats certain foods every Shabbos, or he has a minig not to work on Friday afternoon after a certain time, all of these situations are not considered a minig. But there is a situation that many Paiskim suggest is considered a minig. Many people have a minig, more and more people are having the minig, that they daven every day v'sikin. The halacha is that that individual, that is considered like a neder, and the bir halacha paskins, and most paskins follow this psak, a tremendous chiddush, that if he doesn't find a minyan where he could daven the seeken, it's better that he should daven the yechidus to keep that minute going. Although at the same hand, in line with what we're learning as previously, I saw from Nissan Karelson the Sefer Chut HaShani, that if there's a certain circumstance that he can't daven v'sikin in one day, it's not considered a nether, and he could daven that day not v'sikin. Rav Karelit says, l'chatchili should be matan nether. The Paiskim say, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that not only was this halacha that we just said, that if somebody has a minig, that he always davens v'sikin, he should continue to have minig under all circumstances, even if it means davening b'yichidus. But let's say somebody has a minig that he only davens v'sikin certain times. He davens Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh he davens v'sikin, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and now it's Rosh Chodesh and he doesn't have a minyan for v'sikin, he can daven b'yichidus. On the other hand, let's say a person has no minig, no specific minig that he davens v'sikin, and however, one day he woke up earlier, and he is up early enough to daven v'sikin. But if he's going to daven v'sikin, he's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. There the Paiskim say, for such an individual, since by him it's not a minig to daven v'sikin, he should not daven b'yichidus. There are Paiskim, Rav Yoshev, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that want to suggest that since we know davening v'sikin is so important, even such an individual could daven b'yichidus, and that's the opinion of Rav Yoshev and Rav Chaim Kanievsky. However, the Shalos HaTshuvos Minchas Yitzchak and Shalos HaTshuvos Shagor Meir, they hold that this individual should not daven b'yichidus. Another shaila that I saw the Shalos HaTshuvos Melemet L'Hoyel discusses, that if somebody, there was a shul that always davened Ma'ariv late, and it's becoming difficult for them to get minyan late, so they want to start davening Ma'ariv earlier, in the summer especially. He says you don't even need a Hatorah, it's not considered a minig, and they could change and start davening minig early, Ma'ariv earlier. A woman who every Shabbos lights a certain amount of candles. And now, and this question comes up fairly often when people travel, and it's difficult when she's a guest to travel, to light that many candles. So this Shabbos, when she's not at home, she only wants to light two candles. So the Paiskim say we could be lenient in allowing this woman to light only two candles. And it's very much in line what we've been discussing. Because we assume, first of all, there are two reasons to be makel. First of all, the woman is not really breaking her minhag. It's not that she's intending to stop lighting two candles. This Shabbos, like the amount of candles she always lights. This Shabbos, she's only going to be lighting two candles. But every other week, she's going to light the amount that she always lights. Furthermore, we assume, the halacha assumes, that when she accepted upon herself to light the amount of candles she lights every week, it was with the understanding that if there will be a circumstance that comes up that makes it difficult for her to light all the candles that she normally lights, she won't light them all. And therefore, the halacha is, without any problem, that Shabbos where it's difficult or she's not home, for her to light all the candles she normally lights, she doesn't have to light them, and she could just light two candles, and that will be acceptable.